Who may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. This is a great passage of scripture from Philippians chapter 3. And the word that he uses here to know, there are two words in the Bible that are translated know. One is information, the other one is experience. And this is the word for experience. That I may know or experience him, and experience the power of his resurrection, and experience the fellowship of his sufferings, being conformed to his death, in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained it, or have already become perfect, but I press on in order that I may lay hold of that for which I was laid hold of by Christ. Brethren, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of it yet, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, reaching forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. In verse 10, Paul says, I want to experience three things. I want to experience his intimacy, him. I want to experience his power, the power of his resurrection. And I want to experience his passion, the love of Christ in my heart towards others. And he says that in order that I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. That verse 11 is really unique. It's got a unique grammar. There's a the word resurrection there is actually the word out resurrection, out from among resurrection. And Paul's not talking about the final resurrection when he gets a new body. He's talking about the fact that he said, I want to experience his intimacy, his presence. I want to experience his power. I want to experience his passion. So that resurrection life impacts every area of my life. Whether it's spiritual death anywhere, it will be dispelled by resurrection life. That's what he's praying. In other words, what he's praying is that I would experience, I want to know all these things, I want to experience all that, so that I'm experiencing, so that the fullness of Christ manifests itself in my life completely. And when he says in verse 14, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. The prize, the upward call of God, is Christ-likeness in fullness. That's the great prize. Jesus is the prize. And the full experience of Jesus is the prize. Now, Paul uses terms like verse 12, pressing on, that I may lay hold of. In verse 13, I do not regard myself as having laid hold of yet, but this one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I'm reaching forward, I press towards. So he uses terms, reaching forward, pressing towards, laying hold, pressing on. But here's something that's sort of the key to the whole scripture. In verse 12, he says, not that I have obtained it yet, or have already become perfect. The word perfect is the word tetelestai. Experiencing everything Jesus accomplished for me. But I press on in order that I may lay hold of that which also I was laid hold of in Christ. The King James says that I would apprehend that which has already apprehended me. Here's the thing. Paul is not talking about I'm pressing in and I'm striving to get something I don't have. He says, something's already laid hold of me by Christ. Because of what Jesus did at the cross, and because of your union with him, his intimacy, his presence has already laid hold of you. The power of his resurrection has already laid hold of you. His love for others has already laid hold of you. It says in Romans 5, the love of Christ has already been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. All those things you're in union with, they've already laid hold of you. And what Paul is saying is, I want to lay hold of an experience of what's already laid hold of me. Jesus accomplished the privilege at the cross and your union with him and his finished work. He's already accomplished intimacy with him for you. You just need to reach out. Take hold of that which has taken hold of you. It's about discovering and laying hold of. Laying hold of what you've been laid hold of. You already are in union with the power of his resurrection. Again, I love the word breakthrough. But it's not breaking through into getting more. It's breaking through into laying hold of the more that's already got you. If you're in union with Christ and he broke through the tomb, that's the ultimate breakthrough. Resurrection power. The power that raised Christ from the dead, you're already in union with. It's already laid hold of you. You already stand in the greatest breakthrough that a Christian could ever experience. It didn't get bigger than that. Lay hold of it. Discover it. Press on. Just open up the package. Open up the treasure box. You already got it. Search around. Discover. Take hold of what's already taken hold of you. The love of Christ is already taken hold of you. Just say yes to it. See it. Ask God to help you see it. That I might experience him. Not get him. Experience the power of his resurrection. Not get it. Experience the fellowship of his suffering, being conformed to his death. Not get it. Experience it. Because it's already yours. The whole key to that passage, is there a pressing in? Is there a laying hold? Is there a reaching for? Yes. It's a joyful, childlike, discovering and wanting to discover more of what's already gotten you so you can enter into the experience of all of it. I don't know if that's a game changer to you. It's a game changer to me. It's intended to be a game changer for all Christians. We're not groping in the dark hoping that if we press in enough we'll achieve this. It's achieved you already. Jesus achieved it and it landed on top of your face. Because you're in Christ. He just wants you to go, oh. And then begin to celebrate the wonders of it. Think of the possibilities of this. You want to love people more. I had somebody I prayed for the last 2 days. Said, there's relationships. Just ask God to help me love them more. And that's a good prayer. I understand that. But man, how would it have helped if you go, the love of Jesus has already laid hold of you. Just say yes to that and let it supernaturally flow. You don't have to beg God to help you love that person. What you want, you got. But we have to live by faith. But we can't believe what we don't see in the Spirit first. And the laying hold is about seeing. The reaching out, pressing in is about seeing so that you can take hold of what's already taken hold of you. That's the wonder of the gospel. That's good news. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.